So let's look at some potential barriers that could come up. How do I respond if a client or caregiver requests that we not ask the screening questions? Well, I think first of all, we would of course want to convey our care to ensure their safety and explain, the reasons behind why we as an agency screen, how asking will help us to pick up on any risk that could be missed, as we've talked about earlier. But we really want to explore their reasons for asking, really demonstrate compassion and respect in our manner, and really, encourage them to share what their concerns are and what their reasons are, and really listen carefully. Often providing some psychoeducation really will help because, for example, with a caregiver, they may be concerned that you asking these questions will put the idea in their child's head. So you can let them know that the research actually shows not only that asking these questions doesn't increase suicide thoughts or suicidal behavior, but can actually reduce them. And then that compassion and respectful honoring of their viewpoint will go a long way, especially if the bottom line is that we're not able to honor their request because the client is a high risk level. Maybe the client has made suicide attempts before, so we really would have to screen each time. And then, what if the client or caregiver's concern is, well, we don't talk about suicide in our culture, or we don't talk about suicide for religious reasons? Again, that compassionate, respectful manner is the way to go. Really open up the discussion as best you can to learn more about their reasons and their core concerns. Really listen. Find out what are the core beliefs under those cultural or religious reasons. And this may lead to working together to find a compromise or alternate way for regularly assessing the risk.